Well, I don't know. I don't think Brett Tanner wants to get into his favorite Chantel Kravyazik song. I know he's here. Brett Tanner, I feel like we haven't spoken to you because we've been having Chamber Plan associates and advisors on for the last 6 months. How are you? Do you remember it's me and Fred and over there's Phil?
Remember you guys? We didn't even get our golf game in this year.
I know. It was ridiculous. And it's
how's,
weird.
How's things?
Things are great. You know, Fred and I are, you know, continuing to, the show is moving on. Listenership is up. People are excited. And how about things in your life? Are you home? Are you away? Are you going away? Or are you going to stay at home?
Yeah, we're doing, we have been to Florida for a week. We hadn't been in a couple of years. Checked on our place, kind of. Made sure everything was going. The car was a disaster, just sitting for 2 years. And it's not quite as Wild West as we hear it is, but it's you got to be careful down there, I think.
Yeah, the thing is, when you're in an environment, I was in South Carolina last week. I mean, when you can be outside, you can really watch where you go and you know, mind who you're around and everything. So you're right. I mean, I come away thinking it wasn't the Wild West either. What you hear, but again, it's sort of all up to you where you want to go and what you want to do.
Yeah, I had to laugh. We ran we only ate out two or three times and always outside patios. And one afternoon was with some friends and we're on an outside patio and got up to go in and use the facilities. And this lady got up beside me. We both put our mask on. We go in. And I turned to her, I go, Canadian? She goes, yep. Mm-hmm. Nobody inside had a mask on.
Yeah, of course not.
Just her and I. So,
I'm looking at the notes, and it's so apropos because Fred and I took last week off. And Fred was in the States, and I went to Europe. So two different experiences traveling. And there's, you're right when you say here in the notes, there's a lot of questions. In general, there's a lot of stuff that needs to happen for international travel that is way beyond, you know, what it used to be. And I think for Fred, it was just a little bit different. You still had to get tested. But is there some coverage from all the testing that he and I have done over the last couple of weeks? Or how is that handled?
Yeah, we get that question quite a bit. So interestingly, the travel coverage from the Chamber is probably industry best. It's unlimited coverage. There's no pre-X, and they do cover situations like COVID and so forth. So there's no exclusions. The testing is not a covered item. However, typically business owners can put it through their cost plus and write it off. Or if an employee has a healthcare spending account, it's often eligible for claim in the healthcare spending account. So there are ways to sort of cover the tests. As we know, they certainly vary in price and requirement. I mean, to go to the U.S., you need the antigen. To come back, you need the PCR.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what Europe is right now.
But same. Europe is inter. I think because I was in Italy, so I needed the PCR test to get there and a PCR test to get back into Canada. Between Italy and London, I don't know. I think rapid tests are fine, but as you said too, you know, you want to talk about a discrepancy in price points. I don't know, Freddie, what did you pay for your PCR test in Florida? Nothing, or in South Carolina? Nothing.
CVR, nothing. But yeah. I was willing to wait for the results. So if you're willing to wait for the results, they don't charge you.
Because Brett, my PCR test in Italy was 100 euros.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad. You know, a couple of months ago, we went to New York to see our kids, and we had to pay $250 US each at the Newark airport because we were coming back within 72 hours. So we had to do it as soon as we landed, essentially. Mm-hmm. Since then, we found a place in the Canada and the U.S. called Pixel Labs. You can just sort of order your own kit, self-do it. You drop it out at FedEx place. You have the results in 24, 36 hours. And you just upload it and fly back. As Fred said, if you wait, like even in being Canadian, go into a Walgreens drive-through and get your PCR test down there, but they don't guarantee it in 72 hours. So, we went the lab route because we just didn't want to risk it. We had a flight booked, and we didn't want to have any, it's more expensive to book another flight than it is to pay $100 for the PCR test.
That one you do yourself, though. Do you not have to go online and do it in front of an online doctor? Like, when we came back this weekend, two of the three of us in the car were given the tests that had to be sent back within 24 hours or purulated back. But part of that process, you had to go online with a doctor, and they had to watch you do it.
Yeah, with the Pixel Labs, we didn't. You just do it yourself. You put it in a little saline tube. Mm-hmm. It comes with its own box. You've got to show them scan ID or whatever, and then basically it goes over by FedEx to them.
But guys, that thing that you did, Fred, Brett, coming. There's companies already. I know of one. I don't want to get into it, but I know one that is developing a antigen test, I believe, that you would go online in front of a nurse or a practitioner, and they would see you confirm that you're taking it, and you get instant results. Somehow you're, because listen, the rapid test I did in Italy that wasn't valid, I found out after the fact, it was in a pharmacy, and I had results immediately. Now, that was 20 euros, and I found out after, because I didn't speak Italian, that it was the wrong test. But she did the test in the pharmacy and gave me the results immediately. All of this to say, if you're curious about how the chamber plan does cover you and what it does cover, and we've talked about this legendarily on the show in terms of beyond any travel coverage you can find, if for no other reason, look at this chamber's plan for the travel coverage. This is the time of year Canadians of our age are all thinking about going away, even with the variants. And no matter what travel coverage you get, if you were on this plan, it is unparalleled. Maybe you can talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, there's no limit and there's no pre-X. So often people think, oh, you know, I've got a gold card of some sort and it has a travel component. But what they never read in the fine print is there's generally pre-X's in those situations. Mm-hmm. So what a pre-X is a pre-existing condition. So let's say that you had a heart attack in Florida and you think you've got coverage from your credit card, but it turns out previously you had high blood pressure. That's a pre-existing condition, and that led to the heart attack. So they're not going to cover you. So, you know, benefit plans typically have better coverage overall. Some have pre-Xs, not many that are mainstream have pre-Xs anymore. But we have no limit and 180 days per trip with the chamber plan until you're 65. So, and even beyond 65, it's still unlimited. Just the length of time reduces to sort of block off the snowbirds that really aren't working, that are away 6 months, you know? you know, it's a great program. There is top-up coverage available for those that are away longer that are over 65. So there's still some that legitimately own the business and they're in Florida for 4 months or whatever, and we just get them top-up.
You also make the point in the notes here that a lot of companies now, benefits are becoming a bargaining tool or a way to attract employees. It's not so much, you know, the dollar as it is, you come work for me and now you are covered this way.
Yeah, so what's been really sort of unusual is Ontario's sort of on pace for its, you know, our region with the plan is having a record year. And you look at the lockdowns we've had and all these kind of things, and it seems sort of counterintuitive. But what's happened is we've had firms that typically don't buy benefits, like restaurants and so forth, and they can't attract staff. So one of the ways to attract staff is put in a benefit program. And, you know, even companies that have a lot of subcontractors and contractors are calling us, and they are eligible within certain rules as long as they have a correct amount participating in the plan. To put benefits in place. So a lot of these types of organizations that typically didn't offer benefits are now doing it because, and you know, small businesses, those with under 20 employees that never put one in, they're reaching out to get one put in place because they can't keep or attract employees without it.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's such a timely addition to an already great small business coverage plan. And I'm sure you've had conversations going up north, and you know, Freddie and I were talking about this the other day, how people are struggling to find people to do work now. Landscaping companies and restaurants, and it's tough to get people to come back, partly because they can make you know, money sort of from the government, but also, you know, there's too many jobs, not enough people to do them, and a benefit plan can make the difference, you know, as part of the recruiting process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And we found also that the design and the not just the reason why they buy benefits, but how people are buying benefits is different. Like almost every firm now buys an EAP program, which is employee assistance. They want to have that sort of counseling component for the mental health side. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at typically $4 to $5 per employee, it's a low cost thing to sort of add on. But, you know, 10 years ago, we might have sold that on 10% of the plans, and now it's probably on 90. And, you know, they're also looking to us for stability. If they finally do put in a benefit plan and they haven't put it in, they don't want to buy the lowest price thing on the street and then it blows up on them next year and they basically got to reduce benefits or mm-hmm. do something, you know, like cancel benefits because they can't afford it. They want something that they know they can renew. And that's just as important, because if they start to offer it, they don't want to sort of lose employees because they've got to downgrade the plan because they can't afford it down, you know, next year because there was some usage.
Yeah, crazy times. I'll tell you, this COVID thing has really created a lot of moving targets, has it not? Boy, boy, oh boy.
We've seen, there's obviously been businesses that canceled their plans and, you know, struggled financially and so forth. But we've also seen, you know, a lot of business sectors where they're hiring like crazy. Mm-hmm. You know, we've seen firms that had 5 employees at the start of COVID and they've got 25 now. Hmm. Just, you know, their business took off because the COVID thing sort of launched them.
Well, you mentioned the fact this is the first year that we've all known each other, you and I in particular, that we didn't go golfing. But I talked to my friend from a golf company that you and I both work with. It was their single biggest year, I think, in the company's history. I mean, golf had an amazing 2020, but 2021 continued that trend as one of those businesses that has flourished during this time. If you're a small business, this is the business insurance company that we've been using. You know, as the origin story goes, we were clients of yours before you were clients of ours. And I can't tell you how much we appreciate your support. And if we don't get a chance to talk to you prior to Christmas, I wish you all the best. And as long as you're, you know, willing to hang with us, we'd love to have you. And always the best, you know, we certainly appreciate your helping us.
Well, thanks, guys. All the best as well. If we're not talking, I'm sure we will. But it's good to see you guys. It has been a bit. Mm-hmm. But I think it worked out to have some different people.
Oh, no, it was great, by the way. We had talked about that for a long time. I think it worked out very, very well. I hope it did for you and them. And I think we should continue. And it's too bad we didn't play golf, because the Fred man was on fire, played a lot of good golf this summer. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'm still not where you boys are, but, you know, I'm trying.
Freddy, he's coming. He's coming on now, Brett. I assume next summer it'll be a different story.
My wonky, unorthodox style.
That's right.
In some applications.
Yeah. Brampton, Charles Barkley.
It was a good year. I mean, I cut my number in half, so.
What?
Did you know? Yeah, no. Well, I got out maybe 10 or 15 more times than I normally would, just because mm-hmm. of COVID and so on. And, you know,
what's your handicap now for people who know what we're talking about? What is your number now?
Six, yeah.
I
was floating like 12 to 15 last year. And yeah. then, you know, this year I sort of got it. Well, I still had some blow up rounds in the 90s, but I had some scary good rounds, which good for you, sort of man. Shocked me.
Well, it was the only thing that was holding you back there the last time I think you and I played was your driver was going off the planet. Brett Tanner, thank you very much. It's good seeing you. Happy holidays, and we'll get in touch with you before Christmas just to say hi again.
Okay, Brett.
Good to see you guys.
Thank you, my friend. Chamberplan.ca if you're looking for more information.